B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt is addressing the media here in Ashburn, where Brian and I are sitting. We will join it live in progress.
Opportunities, sometimes you get your opportunity, you become a star. So I'm excited to see the guys that are going to come in and play. And we always talked about rolling with a deep crew, so they got to come in and be ready to rock and roll. So with that, I'll take any of your questions.
Joe, when you talk about like communication issues, is it what happens to them? Because sometimes it looks like maybe a lot of guys are playing the right coverage, and maybe
there's one guy.
What is it? So is that a communication, or is somebody not recognizing something?
It's a little bit of both. Communication is sent, receive, and acknowledge. So there was two cases, the communication was correct that was sent. All right. It wasn't received by the person that needed to get it, and you know, bad things happened. One time, this communication that was sent was wrong, and the guy, he received it, and he played what was told to him. And we let a free runner go. And so either case, I got to do a better job of making sure that it's sent properly, it's received, and it's acknowledged, and we play it the right way. It's unacceptable.
And then with, you look at the defensive line with obviously John out, what have you seen from Johnny Newton the last couple weeks that, you know,
He's trending in the right direction. He's a young man that has explosion, that can you know, shoot gaps, that can play with big people, because he has power. He's a very strong man, and I'm just excited to see what he's going to be able to do with more reps. We're gonna probably move him more down the line like we've done with Payne a little bit in some of those spaces. So he's going to get the opportunity to play more, and we need him. We need him to play well. I'm sure he will.
When everybody was putting the roster together back months ago and Frankie Lubu's name comes up, how much prior to that had you had a feel for everything he could possibly bring, and what was for you the process of being like, wow, okay, this is somebody that makes sense for us?
You know, first, Frankie plays the play style that we aim to want to play, you know, and so and I don't want to get into comparing players, but the way that we utilize Micah in Dallas is the way that we utilize Frankie here. We play him off the ball. We play him. You've seen him at the end. You've seen him at a three technique. You've seen him zeroed up over the center. So very, very similar to those things that we did with Micah. We blitz him when he's off the ball. He's a dynamic player. We try to get him on the back as much as possible. We try to get him on the lineman that we think he can beat as much as possible. So he's a stud that we tried to feed, and we have to keep doing that.
And with Duron, obviously with John out, mm-hmm. sure more is expected of him. I know stats don't always tell the story. In his last game, he didn't record a stat of any kind in mm-hmm. the standard book. Is that a reflection on how he played in that game, or is that just an aberration in terms of how?
You know, sometimes that's going to happen. I'm not going to just dive into stats, you know, totally. He's given us what we want for, you know, the run game. All right, they ran for yards. It wasn't because of him. All right, it was some other issues that they ran for. So, you know, he's one of our leaders, and he's doing the things that he needs to do.
You guys held the Ravens pretty well at the early.
We started off the game the right way, yes.
So was it solely just communication that changed from that point on, or were there other things that?
Well, you know, first off, they're a good team. Okay, so let's make sure they were going to get some yards and get their, you know some of the contested catches and some of the, you know, scheme runs where, you know, Lamar, we might have been in a single high defense and he ran the ball. All right, he got 8-12 yards. Some of that's going to happen against them. They're good. The issue is when we make a communication and we give up a free runner, because they don't need help, all right? And if we do what we're supposed to do, they might score 20 right there, okay? All right, and with our offense, 20 wins the game. But when you give up those explosives, you get 30 put on you and you lose a game, again, a game that you should have won, that we should have won. But we didn't, should have, could have, would have, all right? You know, so I'm very frustrated about it, because I'd rather a team come out and just beat us, all right? And then I can – I don't know if I can live with it, but it is what it is. But it's hard to deal with when you help a team beat you. And so that's the answer there.
And this may be a dumb question, but what are some of the challenges when, you know, you go from playing more zone to playing more man? For the guys on the back end, what's really the challenge in adjusting?
When you're playing more man?
More man coverage on the back end.
I mean, it's now you have your guy, your discipline is on, all right, what's that man's skill set compared to your skill set? What routes does he run? If you're pressed up inside, outside release, what are you getting? When you're playing more zone-listed coverage, now you can see the formation. You can play looks to own, which you really don't play as much when you're playing man. You're locked into your individual guy. And we do a combination of both.
Coach, do you feel like your second, third-level defenders are attacking outside D-gap runs aggressively enough right now?
That's a good question. I think at times we have, and at times we haven't. From a crack replace standpoint, sometimes I believe that, you know, we've been a little bit late at times, but sometimes also we've gotten upfield too much. And so it's been, you know, I want to say popcorn where, all right, the end might get upfield too much, and now it's a crease, or we've shut it down with the end really well, and we've gotten cracked with the backer, and now we got to have support from the outside. So we have to, you know, take that popcorn away and just play solid.
You know? And then there's some defensive coaches who will be okay giving up, you know, 3.5, 5.5 yards on a run here and there to prevent the big chunk play in the passing game, mm-hmm. As long as you shut them down, obviously, in the red zone, force field goals, and get takeaways. Are you in that school of thought, or do you have a different view on it?
It depends on the opponent, you know. If we feel like they have a guy that's on the outside that can really get vertical, okay, all right, we're going to have to cover them up sometimes. And if they hit us for, you know, 4 or 5 yards there and there, but we can't let the explosive out. You know, that's what can't happen. If you're in a shell defense, if they get 4 or 5, okay, you can live with that. They can't get 12, you know, and we're letting them get 12, you know, and so that's what we got to do a better job of. And so that's where it is.
Coach, when you're describing some of the miscommunication challenges, is that kind of, when you look back at the film, was that some of the challenges you saw in the coverage of the Ravens wide receivers? So Zay Flowers.
Oh, Zay just had a good day. Zay just had a good day. All right, he hit the screen early on. We probably misfitted from a standpoint of should have had one outside and inside, and then the big guy's coming. But I can't think of any of the plays that were the four that we really had communication issues. There were none with Zay. You know, Zay had a good day.
And what challenges do you see looking ahead to this coming week? What challenges do you see that the Carolina Panthers offense could give you all?
Oh, well, the first thing, you know, what's his name? Jackson, the young man, number 5. He is Johnson. Excuse me, Johnson. So I hadn't seen him, and so everybody had been talking about how good he is, and I hadn't seen him. And then I put the film on, and I was like, oh my goodness. This kid can separate. This kid can play. He, you know, he's been at Pittsburgh. I hadn't been around him. So he's dynamic. He's a dynamic young player that I enjoy just watching. So the running back runs hard. He's really good. He reminds me of the guy from Arizona that, you know, runs downhill. He's a puncture runner, sets the edge, and then he tries to get back down. They have 2 really good guards that can block and move people. So a quarterback that plays on schedule as much as possible, that's been in this league a long time, been against him a couple times, and he knows where to go with the ball. He knows how to get the run checks along with the pass checks. He's very smart. So, you know, they're an offense that has weapons, and we have to make sure that we control them.
It's the NFL. Everybody's got weapons.